Lime, duh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Wah, 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 wah. Let's do it again. I'm the champion, baby. Yeah. Woo, 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 yeah. Hello. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Woo. That's two taps from the Cow Championship belt, baby. Donnie Two Times is here. Hello, welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect the wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I'm your host and new Comedians of Wrestling heavyweight champion of the world, Dan Black, a.k.a. Dunsky, Black Amora, a.k.a. Donnie. Donnie Wrestling, aka Donnie Capri, from that time I went to Italy.
I should have known better, dude.
I think you suck. I definitely think you suck. This whole situation does not suck.
Goof and spoof, Raja. Coming at you like Cleopatra, baby, baby. Gabba, gabba, wee.
Gabba, gabba, wee.
Gabba, yeah, gabba, gabba, wee. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gabba, gabba, wee. Gabba, 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 yeah, yeah. Gabba,
this girl, she's mine. Bwah. And
a little bit of the bubbly.
Baby!
Baby!
She's fine.
Dashing.
Wow. What up, jabroniacs? We are back in action with the Cow title in studio for your satisfaction. With all of our spicy, spicy, muy, muy, muy caliente wrestling reactions.
Guys, let's put this in perspective. These are huge men.
And hey, before we get into it, because there's so much to talk about, let's kick it off old school. Let's kick it off the only way we know how.
Oh, what flavor is that?
Lime, duh, the greatest beverage in the history of time, a non-sponsored sponsor. LaCroix came to the rescue, baby.
Once again.
Ah, lime, duh. Hey, I got a lot to say, but let's introduce the room because people are chomping at the bit to this talk here. To the front, as always, in studio, he's a nasty, nasty boy, Nasty Newman.
Welcome to How About It City, bitch.
Wow. And the first lady, Air Infinity. Win it. Oh, man. And, you know, as always in studio, Enosh. Okay. Anyway, look, if you haven't heard the news by now, I don't know where you've been.
You better get a clue, motherfucker.
I am the Comedians of Wrestling two-time heavyweight champion.
How many?
I'm in studio. Two-time, baby.
Two-time.
Two-time. Two-time. Two-time. Two-time. Two-time. Two-time. Two-time.
I have been here for 12
times. I had a Dan Black's House of Horrors match. Yeah. Against Ify Nwadaway last week, if you heard on the podcast, he cashed in to my surprise, saying that he would give me a title shot because I answered his email like a man.
Like a man does.
Right? Like a man does. Mm-hmm. He said that he would give me a title shot anytime, any place.
When you least expect it.
Absolutely, when I least expected it. Now, you could see these events on our YouTube page, the Comedians of Wrestling YouTube page, Dan Black, Comedians of Wrestling YouTube page. You can see that. It's also posted in the Facebook group, Comedians of Wrestling Facebook group. It's also, the link is on our Instagram. Yeah.
Twitter,
if you want it,
Instagram.
Baby, find it. It's at Cow easy. Podcast, at Dan Black Attack Instagram. I mean, it's accessible, Daddy, on my Twitter. It was Friday night. My wife, Jamie, she was out doing stand-up comedy out of the state. And she well, in-state, but far away. And she, and I was home Valentine's Day, kind of doing a lonely Valentine's Day.
Yeah, hanging out online with us in the Facebook group.
Right, I was in the Facebook group on the SmackDown live thread, watching SmackDown, and we're like, hey, let's watch my stand-up special, Adult Wrestling Fan, which you can watch at adultwrestlingfan.com. Yeah. And we were watching it, doing a live watch along, which was a fucking, fun. Which was a great time.
A watch party.
Yeah, it was an awesome time. And I was like, I'll answer any questions for anybody. And I was talking to my buddy, Eric Scott called me. He was, he was on my FaceTime and, great guy. Awesome dude. Luckily he was on the phone with me at the time. You'll see what happens. Watch it.
Yeah.
But I get a knock on my door. Sarah Claspel barges in, referee Sarah Claspel, barges into my apartment. Boom, match started. So, you know the outcome if you're listening to this podcast, but it was crazy. So I just want to, the reason I'm bringing it up is you should check it out, the events, because I'm proud of my performance, obviously. And also because I want to apologize to all the listeners who were in the live watch.
Well, everyone was really worried.
Yeah. And I kind of bailed. So we'll have to do another one.
Oh, for sure.
But now we'll do it with the title. And I just want to say, after my second bout with Iffy, I told the guy that I was ready for him. Mm-hmm. I told him. And yeah, he took a lot out of me. I just want to say, after fighting him, sometimes, you fight somebody, it changes kind of how you feel about them. And in this case, that is not the case. The guy's still trash, and he's trash, and fuck him, and that's it. That's all I got to say about that. Now, I'm sure we'll talk more about this, but where does this... The people want to know. Mm-hmm. What does this mean? And we know what this means. This means April 4th, Tampa, Cowmania 2.
3 p.m.
3 p.m.
The Cuban Club.
Saturday, the Cuban Club, okay? Dinner and dancing to follow. 3 p.m. I will be putting for the second year in a row, although last year I wasn't the champion, this time I'm going in with the champion's advantage. I will put the Comedians of Wrestling Heavyweight Championship on the line. Okay? Now, I don't even want to talk about who I'm going to be facing tonight. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Today's a day for celebration.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But all you need to know is that the title will be on the line. We already have Skylar Astin announced as the special guest referee again. Not to mention, because, things got a little dicey last year. We got the special guest enforcer outside of the ring, former WWE champion, Dolph Ziggler.
I thought you were saying Jinder Mahal.
WWE champion, Jinder Mahal. You know what? I can never find that drop.
WWE champion, Jinder Mahal.
Not changing my lifestyle. I'm 4 or 5 Mahals. Women every day of my life.
Anyway, so you can get your tickets for Cowmania now in Tampa Bay at the Cuban Club. April 4th, you go to cowmania.brownpapertickets.com. Now, by the way, I saw some people buying tickets now. You can get paper tickets sent to
in
you.
The mail.
You have a souvenir Cowmania 2 tickets. Those were great to see. That's, my opinion, probably not the smart way to go, but it's also the way to go.
Sure you get a digital copy, add it to your wallet.
Absolutely.
You got to get the keepsake.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to find me. It's going to be frameable.
Right.
It's going to be frameable. Anyway, also, you can check that out. If you watched our video, I just want to say, if you saw the video of the match, right? If you saw those events, I just want to say to you guys, if you like what you see, okay? Luckily, my friend, very talented director, Matt Mayer.
Yeah.
He's, ever since Iffy said that I was going to get a title shot anytime, anywhere, he was following me around with very expensive cameras, right? And luckily we were able to capture those events.
More expensive cameras apparently than AEW uses.
Yeah.
Just put that out there.
Do you have that confirmed? Or just from look?
Just from the fact that all of their backstage shit looks like it was shot on an iPhone or something.
Right.
It just doesn't look great for a TV show. Our content, however, Oh.
Listen,
baby.
Yeah.
A lot of hard 4K. Work goes into making this stuff.
Yeah.
So look, if you like what you see, subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's where all future cow videos will be posted on our YouTube page. So please subscribe. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of you have, but that's easy. That's free click. And then also, if you want more and you want more frequently, Patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. We are as grassroots as it gets. I promise you. Do not be fooled by the UCB banner. It is a mere logo.
It is cosmetic at best.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they taught me all my talents, which is priceless, but they do not teach me how to produce anything else. So no. But yeah. So really, patreon.com/comedianswrestling. And I saw some of you guys saw what we were able to pull off there. Mm-hmm. And that we were able to capture these events. Because I mean, these events are gonna happen regardless. The question is, are you gonna get them?
Right.
And not to mention, these matches have to be commissioned. There's a lot of behind the scene costs.
Yeah,
you
like
don't know
by
about
the state athletic board sometimes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You never
Especially
know.
If you're doing an outside of the ring match, which all of our matches are,
yeah.
That costs even more. There's a street fight charge.
Just the insurance
absolutely.
Alone.
Absolutely.
Sarah's continuing education classes to be an official.
Absolutely. Well, and look, she refs on her own terms. That's right. All I have to say about that.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, so consider supporting this podcast if you dig what we're doing. I mean, that's the bottom line. No one else is doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so become a patron. Cool. We got bonus episodes. You know all that. Man. I got beat up.
Yeah, man.
We witnessed it.
I just felt it. I came in here with a wave of excitement to bring the title, and then I come back to life. But hey, you guys remember, if you want to cash in, leave your opinion on the show, you leave us a voicemail, 316-530-2429-316, 530-2429, blow my mind. Hey, you guys ready to talk about wrestling?
Yeah,
you
let's
bell?
Fucking let's
do it.
Let's
ring that bell. Dan, are you okay? Dan, I saw. Oh my god, we were so worried.
I saw him on my Instagram. You're frantic.
Jamie,
calm down.
No, I can't. Right. You're here. You were missing.
I know.
Jamie, I saw all over the video. She's everywhere looking for you.
I get it.
And then I heard you won the championship. I put this all the way on the plane. Oh, they didn't even want me to bring it on the plane. You don't know what I had to do to bring you this bottle.
Okay,
I'm so happy you're okay, Dan.
Richie.
Dan's parents are here.
Oh, you got the shirt.
It's a tearful reunion.
Take the title. I did it.
I'm so proud of you. We're so proud.
Sherry's got a little bit of the bubbly.
Okay.
Let me feel
you. Oh,
you're okay.
I'm okay.
Sit down.
You got the title?
Are you doing the pod?
Guess the time.
Yeah,
let's do the pod.
Oh,
well, let's do the pod.
Oh,
my God. Sherry gave me pretzels. I'm so thirsty.
Hi, Richie. Hi, Sherry. Good to see you.
Wow. My parents, Sherry Black and Richie Black, in studio. This is unbelievable.
What a
surprise. This is unbelievable. My dad's holding the title. I'm so fucking happy. Oh, my God.
A little bit of the bubbly.
A little bit.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Richie, you asked for water? Did you bring
I'm thirsty.
You bring a refillable bottle? We're trying to cut down on the plastic in studio. What?
We're still into plastic.
Oh, okay. Wait, you got to speak into the microphone.
Sorry, that's what you're supposed to do.
Calm down. Here, drink out of my canteen here. It's refillable. So we don't throw away any plastic. So anyway, all right. What? All right. You don't want it?
Dan, this is like you could kill someone with this thing.
I know.
You don't worry about it?
The earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We got one microphone for them.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. I'm sorry
just
about this. This
is
Anosh. He's not prepared for anything.
After 42 years, we can share a mic.
You heard it, Michael Moore. They got, everyone's got their doors open.
You know, you didn't know they were coming either.
Yeah, I know, but it's fine. We'll talk about it after, okay? Wow. Anyway, hey, I'm sorry about that, but amazing to have you guys here. We're about to talk about wrestling.
Wrestling!
I mean, yeah. Oh my God! Thank you for my champagne, you guys. Aaron, should we ring the bell?
Yeah, I think this is a perfect occasion to ring the bell. The blacks are here, everyone.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Let's
wow.
get it.
All right.
Oh, it's so great to see you guys.
Anyway, I think the first thing we should start off on is asking my dad, okay, how are you feeling about the state of professional wrestling right now? I know you don't watch regularly. I just think it's funny to ask you that question.
Well, I like AEW because it's different.
Yeah. You like AEW because it's different.
Yeah, they're just starting out. You know, it's like an experiment. It's like the XFL football, which is run by the WWE.
You're watching XFL?
I am.
Who's your team? You a DC Defenders guy? New York.
Oh, no. Well, they're the best, probably. But I'm a New York guy, so... I'm a New York what are they? Guardians, they're called. Oh. They have nice uniforms, black with red. Oh. It's real cool.
Wow.
Not like LA, nobody goes.
It's in like such a weird place. The games are in like a... It's far. It's not in LA.
It's in a college stadium or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, good. So it seems like you're keeping up.
Yes.
It seems like you're keeping up. Well, you guys, you chime in when you have something to say about anything wrestling related, all right?
As long as you're okay, I'm keeping my eyes on you, buddy.
I'm fine. Aww. Okay. Oh, that's my mother, Sherry Black. Well, I'm fine for now, but, you know, Calmania is coming up. You know,
on my birthday.
More to worry about.
I'm looking for a real fucking challenge.
That's my birthday, so you better.
I know.
You better
birthday.
Win for my
you
birthday.
You have a major birthday on Calmania Day.
29.
Oh, wow. 29
years old.
Wow.
This is your 70th
you look
birthday.
Great
oh,
for
my God. We don't talk about that.
Okay, we don't talk about my dad's age.
Yeah, skin.
Well, the question, we'll have to find out. You don't have to tell us now, but are you going to TDIT? Touchdown in Tampa.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Is that confirmed?
I think we're going.
Two more chances in Florida.
We're not going to miss it. So nobody's going to put a hand on my middle son there, okay? I'm going to be there.
Wow.
There's no Jews in Tampa. They're all in Miami Beach.
That's true. Anyway, wow. So, I mean, look, if you think about the guests that we have on the at Calmania 2 right now, just think about it like this. We have former WWE champion Dolph Ziggler. We have current major television star of film. I mean, how do you even label this guy?
Yeah. Well, if Dolph's there, I'm going. He's majorly cute, you know.
Oh, wow. My God. Confirmed. Yeah. He knows.
He knows, which we could get into. And maybe we should start there. Who knows? And then, so we have Skylar Astin, Dolph Ziggler, and my parents. I mean, what a lineup. What a lineup. Unbelievable. Anyway, from Plainview, Long Island, same place as MJF. All right, look. Let's talk about Dolph Ziggler for a second. We had him in here last week.
Just last week.
We had him in here last week.
Yeah.
And we were talking to him, and unfortunately, if you didn't listen, check it out. We didn't get to ask him. We didn't get to ask him about this because it happened the next day or something.
Yeah.
He completely broke Otis Dojovic's heart.
Yeah. We've heard a lot of people's feelings, I think.
Yeah.
Including mine.
Well, Otis the whole time had a date with Mandy Rose.
Yep.
And I thought this was a great spot for Ziggler. I mean,
yes.
I knew it was him as soon as I saw the hand. I was like, that's
So how far do you think they go with this? You think they give Dolph an Otis feud?
I hope so.
Well, don't you want to see Ziggler versus Otis?
Yes.
I mean, that's like an example of a match I'm dying to see.
Yeah, where it's like, I don't think of it. But then as soon as someone says it, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I'm
absolutely.
In for that.
Well, the thing about, all right, this is what goes through my mind. Otis Dojovic, okay? Otis Dojovic. Otis. You know him, Otis.
Otis.
But no, Otis, big fat guy, right? Yeah. Ziggler said on here he was jacked, right?
Yeah.
Or he told me, maybe, I don't know. So this guy's super strong. But he wears the undies, you know? And I feel like the discussion is the power of the trunks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, could Otis be an actual contender? Or is he too much of a goof?
Well, there is that he is a goof right now.
Right. And, but Jericho is such a goof.
Right.
Right? You think they can book? I'm just saying, it's an experiment to try.
Yeah.
Can they book a guy like Otis The fat guy in undies.
Yes.
Who's clearly got talent. I mean, he does the worm, which is
Goof
Central.
He has the X Factor, too.
He's right. Lovable.
You can just tell that he's, he knows what he's doing.
Do you think there's a chance? Wise. I'm like, yo, if I was over there at the comp, I'd be like, hey, why don't we try pushing Otis?
Yeah, US title at least.
Yeah,
right?
There's so many titles. You could definitely slot into a US or.
My point is that a guy like Otis, I think, has more potential than like a Rusev.
Yeah.
Which sounds crazy, but you're like, yeah, like a Rusev, it's like, yeah, he's built, he's more of a classic talent. Right? But he actually doesn't have that charm that they keep trying to push with Rusev.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, Otis actually is legitimately charismatic and charming and a great performer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Lovable.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go to bat for handsome Rusev a little bit. I do think that he does have, he is charming. And I think that what happens is they don't actually let him just be himself. And so you see these glimmers of him coming out, but then he's still... You know, Rusev Machka,
well,
Rusev
Putria.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's tankless. He's tankless in Mania Adel.
It is it's a tankless job.
And you saved him from being Marie Kondo'd.
Wow, I did.
Yeah,
well, I like
because
Rusev
he brought you joy.
Because
so,
of the tank.
Because of the tank. So
yeah, because
that says
of the
something.
Tank. But I, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that for me, I'd be really interested. I'm really interested in the wrestlers who are great performers who could nail performing. I'm interested in seeing how much you could push them. Because Rusev, I think, has charisma, but Mike charisma falls a little flat for me. When he's in the ring, his timing is not great.
Right.
And every time they try to give him something, like, it's not funny. Like, it's not funny.
Fair.
But I bet he's a funny guy if I was talking to him one-on-one.
Right. Fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Ziggler... Where do we go? Can we?
Oh,
is
my
it,
God, Ziggler.
Ziggler is a heartbreaker.
Mm.
He's the heartbreak dude.
Heartbreak man.
He's the heartbreak man. Do I mean, do we go anywhere with this, or we just have him with Liv, or what? Just for fun, a Valentine's Day gimmick.
With Mandy?
Yeah.
I mean, they could. I think like Otis's like kind of star was rising with this whole like Mandy crush thing. So if you put him in like a program with someone who he can actually wrestle, you know, translate the story to something that's happening in the ring, I think it would work. And why not Dolph?
Yeah, and also I feel like it's a better version of the whole Lashley, like speaking of Rusev, Lashley Rusev. Like, it's better because it felt like it built way stronger.
Yeah, and I'll say this. I think that historically speaking, we would say that WWE is going to drop this, and it's not really going to be
like in a couple days.
Right. But these last several episodes of Raw have been very good, or SmackDown have been very good and coherent. So maybe they keep it. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, who's to say?
Yeah. So, all right. I want to. Okay. So we started with the. I think everybody enjoyed it. The page went, because I was on the live page before my match.
Yeah, that was before.
Right before. I was enjoying myself on the couch, you know. My wife wasn't around, so I had the company of the Calmunity.
That was beautiful.
Which was awesome. And then, the night took a turn.
Right.
The night took a turn. But anyway, I just want to say the thing that I want to think about, now we're getting close to Mania.
Mm.
Calmania and WrestleMania.
Right.
The Manias.
How are you guys feeling about the storytelling happening? I will lead by telling you I'm feeling okay, right? But I keep seeing WWE fall into the same trap here of just starting a feud.
Right.
Right? Like just starting a feud. Now, look, I know it's wrestling and you could say that's what it is, blah, blah, blah. But I'm saying like the Shayna, you have Shayna Becky, Rhea Charlotte. It feels a little like somebody comes to the ring, justifies why they beat somebody up in a way that's like, all right, it works, but I didn't see it happen.
Mm.
Like compared to like Ciampa Gargano, which we're revisiting or something, right? You have their friendship, and then you have a big turn, like Dakota and Tegan. Like those are examples of turns that have worked well, right? But now you have like Charlotte. She's mad about Rhea. Does anyone actually believe that Charlotte is mad at Rhea Ripley?
No.
No.
No,
why
right?
would she be? Why would she care?
And even Shayna biting Becky, which I thought was fucking dope, right? I think it's far. It's poor wrestling, right?
Yeah.
And I want to see more color. Even then, you're like, do you believe Shayna was that mad at Becky?
No. Why would she be?
Mad enough to bite her
like,
on the back of
the neck? From Survivor Series in November? She's just been laying low?
No, I don't think so. I don't buy it.
Right. So it's like they just start a feud as opposed to having a moment. Like, there's a little bit of finesse to the whole thing, which is like, have a Shayna and Becky in a match together, and then she bites her mid-match, like a random match, and then it happens. Mm-hmm. Like, that stuff goes kind of like a long way, right? As opposed to she just does it.
Yeah.
You know?
She does a thing that she's never done before to somebody.
Right. And so Rhea Ripley comes out, says to Charlotte, hey, I beat you once before. And then Charlotte, now her justification is, you know what? I'm gonna use my Royal Rumble win for NXT because, which I love the precedent.
Yeah,
by that you can go for NXT belts, but it is a little like I think her line was, I read it. She said like entitlement. She's going for the entitlement angle. It's like you guys at NXT are not working as hard as like we did, right? You're kind of like just blah blah blah. I'm coming down there to like put you in check.
Demonstrably false.
Right. Well. Right. So she's Ric Flair's daughter.
Right.
I mean, look, I don't want to take anything away from Charlotte. I'm not a guy who's coming at you be like, she's Ric Flair's daughter.
Right. You mean Charlotte's dad?
Yeah.
He's Charlotte's.
What did I say?
No, I'm saying he's Charlotte's dad. It's not like she's Ric Flair's daughter.
It's the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
She's eclipsed him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's right. He gets to be the dad of Charlotte Flair. I see what you mean. Wow. That should have, I mean, I got punch in the head a shit ton.
No, it's okay.
You gotta take it slow at the end of the
show. I literally was passed out for a lot of people,
Ric
by the way.
Ric Flair is Charlotte's dad.
Yeah, and my parents are here right now. You know, I just want to say, I know we're getting into the weeds of pro wrestling, but I wasn't missing. A lot of people thought I was missing. That was just something
missing
that started on the page.
Is actually incorrect.
Yeah, I wasn't missing. I was actually passed out for a full day. Mm. I was couldn't even move, leaned up against my door.
Did Dan get into any fights when he was younger?
Yeah, I did.
Fist fights?
Oh, he was always in fights. But what's with this Iffy guy? When do I want to meet Iffy? I haven't met Iffy yet. Because Iffy really got to keep away from you.
Yeah. You know what? Iffy's old news. He never showed his face around here before. I don't think he's going to do it now.
230 days.
I hope he's missing.
Serious?
I hope you're back and he's missing.
Yeah.
Okay?
No.
And we won't put out a call for him, okay?
No. Mm-mm. No, he's missing. But I wasn't missing.
So you got into a lot of fights?
But Dan, in college, I used to get phone calls about Daniel from his roommates.
Listen,
the roommate.
He always was, he would get in trouble. He'd call up with all these stories, you know?
Yeah.
The rough streets of
Udell.
Well,
let me out, I'm kicking the door.
Yeah, he'd blame everybody for always
they didn't
like.
They let me on the rubber chickens, so now I'm going to.
Rubber Chicken is the improv group at the University of Delaware.
They used to go to Preakness and get kicked out of every club and start fights with the people in the clubs. And we didn't know if we were going to have to like get on the plane and always go, help you. I mean, this hasn't stopped. I mean, this is all we do. We're always on the plane to rescue you.
I stand for something. You know what I mean? Like, it's similar to this. If he came in here and was attacking the credibility of the podcast and the podcast of the Couch Championship, trying to make it irrelevant, his goal was to delete it. Mm-hmm. And honestly, for a second, it worked. You know, for a second.
Yeah, people were asking, we were losing patrons. Is this a thing?
Yeah, and things were kind of, and then, I had to get it back. And that's the same thing as in college. If a bouncer kicks me out of a bar, he will pay.
Wow.
He kicked me out of a bar because I was so wasted. Yeah.
There will be consequences for my actions for you.
Yeah. And I was pissed about it.
Not much has changed.
Well, you could have,
college was a wild
time. You could have texted us at least, you know.
What? Well, I was passed out against the door of my house.
Lift up a finger and go,
Aaron walked
okay.
by a couple times, apparently.
Yeah, I cruised
by.
But
my gate is up.
The gate was up. It was dark. You know, my concern was, was there police tape or signs of a fire? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But when I didn't see that, I figured, I don't know. Hopefully, Dan's not actually missing. He's in there somewhere.
I had kind of came to at one point, so I was kind of moving my head, but my body needed to catch up. And I was bruised up. I didn't know where my phone was. You know what I mean? Because my phone, I didn't remember from the beatdown where my phone was. Got to my phone. Eric Scott was still on there. FaceTime.
He just left it on?
Yeah.
Wow. Hope you have unlimited nights and weekends.
Yeah, I hung up on him. And yeah, that was it. So then, and then I had to crawl into my bath.
Was it dark?
And I made it.
When
it was cold. Yeah. And I got put cold. I was crawling in the dark. I was looking for a lot of answers. And I found, I went to the bath. I put on the cold water. Kind of iced my body probably a couple hours, but passed out even more. I didn't know what time or day it was, you know. I couldn't move my fingers really, like, to be texting and stuff. My thumbs specifically. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize how much you use your thumbs when you're texting until you don't have them. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, yeah. Then I got contact with my wife. It was hysterical.
That was really upsetting to see.
And then the second I could get back on and get movement on Sunday, I posted a picture. Be like,
yeah,
I'm back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
like
luckily, we were able to capture all the events. And that was thanks to all the pictures.
And that picture I didn't see. Only the one that you're missing.
Well, you were already in the air. You were touching down in L.A.
Okay.
But anyway, this is a wrestling. I apologize to the new listeners. you know, I and you know what? I guess while we're talking about it, let's get into it. We'll get back to my WrestleMania analysis in a second. But while my parents are here and I can get into this. I've been saying for a while that I am a podcast host, okay, and the cow champion. And I would say that I'm trying to be a non-fighting champion because I got to focus on the podcast and the content here. You know what I mean? And I think I made a mistake. I made a mistake. There's no such thing as a non-fighting champion. That's what happens. That's the curse that I brought upon here, which was iffy. Who manipulated that. So that's why I'm putting the title on the line at Cowmania. I am the Comedians Wrestling podcast host and the Comedians Wrestling podcast champion. And those two things are intertwined and both equally important. The title. So if this shit gets hairy and I gotta do what I gotta do, no problem. I'll make the pod work and I'll make the title situation work. All right? So I am a fighting champion. And some jabroniacs were pointing out that that was a mistake. I said I'm a non-fighting champion. And you know what? You were right. I'm not a perfect champion, right? I'm not a perfect podcast host. I'm always learning. And what I learned right now is that you guys want the cow title. We all need it. We thrive off of it. This is not just a $150 piece of plastic from WWE Shop Zone. No, it's not. It's way more than that with a little bit of spray paint on it. No, it's not that. It's a symbol of what this podcast represents, and it needs to be defended. Its honor needs to be always on display and present in the room. Like Elijah, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Leave the
like Elijah on Passover. You don't see it, but you know it's there. And that honor was not here for a little bit. And it'll always be here as long as I'm the champion, which is going to be forever. Cheers up. All right. So here's the thing with the WrestleMania book.
It is interesting, before you move on, it is interesting to think of Iffy as like a, like your complacency summoned forth a tulpa in the form
as
of
a golem.
Iffy. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Absolutely. He's like, yeah, came he from was, the clay of complacency.
Yes.
Rised.
Oh, wow.
Clay of Complacency, by the way, my clay debut album.
Absolutely. Puddle of Mud. Hey, baby, we're coming at you. Puddle of Mud.
Two D's. Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, so, all right. But yeah, I just feel like.
P-U, double D, L-E-M-U, double D, Puddle of Mud.
So now, like, Shayna is in the Elimination Chamber, right?
Yeah,
and she's
she
like,
is.
And it's like, of course. She's going to win, right?
Yeah, she has to.
Who are the other wrestlers?
They're the Riot Squad.
Who's going to wrestle Becky?
Asuka.
Yeah. No, right? It has to be Shayna.
Right. So, okay. And they've already set up. Now, look, I hope they're smart and get ahead of us. Like, an Asuka win would be pretty fucking cool.
Yes. Yes.
And everyone would pop for another Asuka-Becky match and then put Shayna in there. Whatever.
Right.
But I think it's tricky because that might add in Bianca Belair. But again, do you hear the way I'm speaking? I'm speaking from a place of these are cool matchups as opposed to like, I gotta see this story resolve.
True,
right. Right.
True.
So what stories do we have in WrestleMania? Drew McIntyre, Brock is not a story. Now, keep in mind, I'm always down for somebody wins the Rumble, they get their title shot. But we're not going to have Brock that much in the lead up.
Right.
And then we have the Saudi Arabia show, which is kind of in the way. Like, let's be real. Like, it's What? I mean,
only Knox
fighting Ricochet.
Only eight more years.
And then we're going to get Roman Reigns winning. Roman Reigns will win the chamber. He will pin the Fiend at WrestleMania. I guarantee it.
You've been 100%. Guaranteeing since like July.
Absolutely. So that match will just be Roman Reigns Fiend. How much buildup can happen for that? So again, we're now that being said, the match, and then we're going to probably get AJ Taker, is what people are saying, which is...
I saw that.
I mean, you don't want to see that?
Fine. I love the Undertaker so much that I'm like, just stop,
rest
man.
In peace already,
rest
bro.
In peace.
I read that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You sent that to me.
That's right.
You reading the dirt, Richie?
Yeah, I read it. I saw it. It said AJ Styles is going to fight The Undertaker.
The Phenom versus the Phenomenal One.
A Phenomenal One.
You're the Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. But yeah, I mean, look, it's a dream match. I'm happy to watch it. Plus, AJ will make Taker look awesome. He's small, right? So listen, I'm going to pop for that big time. But the Edge Randy thing is what WrestleMania is all about.
That's
so I'm not
story.
All being negative. This build with the Matt Hardy shit, it's great. Mm. Randy legitimately hearing voices in his head, right? It really works.
You think you know me.
it's really good. But I'm like, I think we could do more of this. Mm-hmm. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, Drew Brock, I guess, that match doesn't need that. Truthfully, that one, I'm fine. Two fucking Haas, right? Like, we'll take it. Great. But Charlotte, what?
You put... Make it a triple threat and put Bianca in that match.
So that's the question. Will they do that? Right. Because I'm 90% sure they will do it.
Right,
because
Bianca has a legitimate gripe. It would make sense for her to be mad.
Because Charlotte beat her up at the end of that match.
Yeah. And then also at Rhea for that whole interaction when they kind of like dismissed her.
Three of them, yeah.
You know, they set her to the side. It was like, look, the champs are talking here.
I think that's cool. And I think Bianca will win, to be honest. I think there's a chance she'll pin Rhea at Mania. Because that's the story people want to see. Like, oh my God, she wasn't even supposed to be part of the match. Mm-hmm. But again, it feels manufactured.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes we're going to have it. I'm giving WWE the benefit of the doubt. They got injuries. They got a book, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. But I am saying that I go to every single WrestleMania, and it would be nice if it wasn't just Randy building his grudge matches, you know?
Right.
That's it. I mean, what? So, Charlotte, Rhea Ripley cannot pin Charlotte at Mania. I'm sorry. No one sees that coming. I'm not a Rhea Ripley mark. We know that. I mean, she's good. She's talented. I think she's not ready. If she pins Charlotte, it's just silly.
Yeah.
I
don't say this often, but like too soon.
Too right. soon. It just doesn't make sense. It's Charlotte.
Right.
Like, come on.
So, what? I don't know what's going to happen with Bailey. I don't know what.
Ugh.
I have a better question.
That's Bailey's, a good question.
Is Bailey going to be on the pre-show?
I mean, I have a better question. Who cares?
Yeah, right. I know. Well, I care about the title.
Yeah. Like Bailey.
Bailey's got to bounce.
And then
bounce,
they can't just
bitch,
keep
bounce.
Combining the titles for no reason, right? So that title, Yeah. So anyway, I mean, I might be getting worked and whatnot, but I'm just saying, Shayna, Becky, now also on Raw, Shayna's promo I thought was terrible.
Her like to tape thing.
Yeah, first off, it was clearly taped, probably because she couldn't be there for some reason,
yeah,
or something. So obviously, again, we're smart enough to know that that's why this stuff happens. But she didn't look threatening. She didn't. She doesn't sound very cool.
Lower energy.
Yeah, I mean, like it was.
She did curse, which made it through on my feed.
She said shit.
Yeah.
Right, I'm just saying, it just wasn't, it's not like the badass Shayna Baszler that we need to be seeing, which is her literally like, so she bites, let's kick some ass.
She's like a rabid beast, but she's just kind of like pretty
low
key.
Yeah, so I mean, look, again, we still have some weeks to build it, but they don't really have any gripe with each other for you to literally sink your teeth into.
Yeah, I wonder when they're going to do you think they're ever going to do the Four Horsewomen? Versus the Four Horsewomen.
I mean, maybe eventually. I don't think they're that into it, but they'll probably go Bailey Sasha at Mania, right?
Bailey Sasha, where's Sasha?
I think that'll right.
I haven't seen her.
By the way, that's a great match.
Yeah.
That should be already
that, but...
building,
right?
I mean, that, like,
well, that's what I'm saying. I haven't seen Sasha in weeks, right?
Yeah, but I mean, that's the only match for Bayley, right?
Yeah, who else?
I don't. I
There's no other.
Tell
has she
you.
Been feuding with anybody else? Anybody?
Carmella. I couldn't tell.
She already wrestled Carmella on SmackDown, right?
Right.
So I mean, it's.
Can't even remember.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, I think we're setting up for, and they could sell us on it week to week, but when wrestling really works, it is like the Edge stuff, right? Where it's like there's some truth there. I think the Chamber is a problem in wrestling. I love the Chamber. I love it. Does it need to be in the lead up to Mania?
No. You're saying the timing of it is.
Yeah, do we? Weird. It's just a second Rumble, right?
They should put
it
during
Lull Times.
I think
it gets in the way of earning story.
Isn't
right?
there another pay per view too? Fastlane?
Saudi Arabia.
There's usually, well, there's. I think they discontinued that because of the Saudi show.
Saudi show.
Okay.
So, right. Saudi show. We're going to see Fiend Goldberg. Right? So now we're.
Yeah,
Fiend's,
Bill.
Right. Fiend's not really built. So, I'm just saying. Look, it's kind of a low.
I think the Fiend.
We thank God for the cow title fight in a way because it was kind of a, in my opinion, like some lull, a lull week.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying that. Like, this is the best story in wrestling right now.
Well, because it's not story. You know what I mean? Like, it's this shit's real. It's true. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They should play some stuff that are a little more true.
How crazy would it be if the Fiend squashes Goldberg?
I think he might.
He could.
I hope so. It'll blow everybody's minds.
I think he might. But if they go Goldberg Roman is a match I'm more excited for than Fiend Roman.
Why is that?
Because
Spearfest.
I guess maybe the factor of like similar to the Rumble where it's like, will Roman throw him out?
Oh, right.
You're gonna be like, no, don't pin the Fiend. Don't pin the Fiend. But man, this is a recipe for Roman to get booed out of their place.
Right.
Oof.
And I don't think, do you think Vince will let Roman get pinned by the Fiend?
I don't know, unless some other kind of wacky shit happens.
It's best for business.
Right.
You know, fuck. There's just always that Roman Reigns is always here.
Look at Fiend's numbers. He's probably selling less merch than he was.
I don't know, man.
He had that Mercy box that just came out. I think that sold out. The Mercy kind of like merch box with like the puppet and the t-shirt and stuff.
Oh, speaking of, no, it wasn't a squash, but my guy, Aleister Black, putting that jabroni.
Who do you wrestle
Eric
again?
Eric Rowan.
Yeah,
clean.
I saw that.
Yeah,
fuck out of here.
Well,
bye.
I mean, Aleister Black again, great talent.
Yeah,
great talent. And by the way, I think I should bring this conversation to here.
Yeah,
talk about Aleister Black. Got into a conversation with Shebs today or yesterday.
Controversial figure.
Yeah,
Shebs
on a text chain with Shebs, and we'll get him in here to have this conversation. I think Matt Riddle, I've said it before, is a big talent. I think he is destined to do some great stuff when he gets the main show. I mean, if he does, I guess we're now in these NXT zones where we don't actually know, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we point to other wrestlers, he's like, he'll bring up an Aleister Black and say, like, no, he's more of the guy or whatever.
Yeah.
The more I see Aleister Black on the main roster, the more I feel confident that Riddle's the guy of this current NXT crop who can really rise to, I'm talking about win the strap.
Right,
level.
Right.
Now, Aleister can do it, but he could do it in a way where it's going to be like the way like Kofi, he'll have to have a moment like that, like a Mustafa Ali moment.
But he also, too, is in that realm of like, why would this character want a championship? Right? He's like above it the way that like the Fiend and like Bray Wyatt, all the spooky boys are kind of above wanting it. Whereas Riddle, UFC fighter, championships are like his like measure of success.
Right.
It just makes sense more for the character. Plus, I think he has more crossover potential than Aleister Black does.
Potential people. I think so. But the Riddle, like Randy Orton tweeted out
that
thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, okay. Yeah, so if you didn't see it, Randy Orton tweeted out. Do we have it? What he said?
Oh, I can pull
He
it.
Said, I hated you.
I hated you. Right. Now I get it. Because he saw the Chosen, well, not the Chosen Bros, whatever. They're
the Chosen Bros.
The Broserweights. He saw that match.
Chosen Bros is...
My point about Matt Riddle is that he's unfucking deniable.
Right.
Right?
Right.
The guy...
Hated you. Now I get it. Good luck. Also, fuck off.
Right. What I'm saying is, like, he's undeniable. Like, even a guy like Randy, it's like, these guys are like, hey, props. And he goes on at these house shows at NXT, and he goes, Brock's going to wrestle me. I don't care if he wants to or not. He doesn't make that fucking decision.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it. And I feel like it's going to work. This is pro wrestling. I feel like this guy gets this business so hard. Plus, he has the shoot MMA stuff. He's got beef with Dana White. They could bring in. This guy has all the tools in his arsenal. Now, do I agree? Sheb's big gripe with Riddle is he thinks the weed stuff is lame. Mm.
Weed stuff is awesome.
Okay. Go.
It's, I mean, what? First of all, guys, look, he doesn't like it because Shabir is a square.
Well, Weed is one of your guys.
He's
right?
a square, right. right? Weed is one of my guys.
I love Weed.
Of all the Schedule One narcotics, Weed is my guy. that's actually not true. But the he's a square, and you're a little bit of a square too. So that's, you don't like the...
Well, because I eat my vitamins, drink my milk, and...
You do your homework, you push ups.
Do my homework.
Yeah, you're
What's
a square.
The other one? Vitamins, drink your milk... Say my prayers.
Say your prayers.
I always say my prayers. Right, Sherry? Mother? You sleeping?
She's from tired. Traveling? She flew, yeah.
You guys travel. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. But you say your prayers. You drank your milk.
Right. But it doesn't surprise me that Shabiro, also a square...
Well, look, I'm not a square. I mean, first off, I'm the cow heavyweight champion, right? There's a reason that when the shit goes down, you're the one who runs away first.
Look,
right?
Okay. I've been thrown a combined 100 feet to the ground.
Okay.
Okay?
True.
My back has been broken.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Oh, yeah, the cliffs, the building.
What am I going to do? I wasn't in my ring gear.
Being thrown like a rag doll.
I didn't show up for a fight.
You're not in ring gear is a great excuse when you don't have ring gear.
I have ring gear.
What's your ring gear?
Black jeans, black
and
cutoff.
A sleeveless t-shirt.
You wear what Ziggler wears to not wrestle.
Right.
Okay.
You think you know me.
Oh my God!
You said weed too many times. You summoned him.
Oh my God! God, everyone!
Hey man!
Oh my God! It's stoned.
Oh my God! It's so smoky in here now. Jesus Christ!
I'm sorry.
Is this vape?
Is that weed? Can you breathe? Oh my God!
Oh my God!
My mom woke up.
Stone Cold Dance parents are here.
Who is this guy?
It's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Steve Austin. Oh my God. He, even though he's an IPA pusher, he's more of a weed smoker at this point, right?
Well, he moved to K's in California now, so.
Right. So
I live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So I got the recreational.
Yeah. All right. So look, Stone Cold Steve Austin. We're talking about weed. And by the way, it's oh hell yeah.
Oh hey there.
No.
Oh wow.
No, that's not
toning
it. It's
down a little bit.
Hell yeah.
Oh hell yeah. Okay.
Okay. Look.
Oh my Stone God. Cold. Stone
What's
Cold.
Going on?
So listen, we're talking about weed.
Yeah.
Do you find weed? RVD set the precedent for the weed humor, I think. I mean, I don't know if he's the first guy. But,
let me tell you a little bit about me and my relationship with cannabis.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. This morning, I wake up, take a little toke of the bowl. I look down. I put on my sock on my left foot. Then I put on my left shoe. Then I put my right sock on my right foot. Then I put on my right shoe.
Wait.
What?
Yeah,
you're saying you put your sock on, then a shoe, then another sock, then the shoe?
Yeah, that's what everybody does, right? You go sock, shoe. Wow, what do you do?
That's I think you go socks.
You go both socks and then shoes.
Come on, man. Look, no reason to get hot here. I'm saying, look, I'm a little stone. I put sock
on. Your glass is shattering at just random times.
Oh my God.
Look, I can't help that, all right? Look, sock, shoe.
Yeah, you were stoned, I guess.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Stone Cold Steve Austin.
All right, so what do you think
obviously,
about the weed?
Obviously.
Global treasure, national icon.
What do you think about the weed gimmick? Okay, Matt Riddle making a lot of weed humor. I personally find like 420 man shit to be very corny.
That's because you're a square.
I'm a square?
You're a square.
Well, I mean, I'm a square or am I a champion? I mean,
no, look, it can be both.
Yeah. All right.
The
fine.
The Rock don't do any drugs or anything like that. He was a champion. He's a square.
All right, fine. I mean, I'm happy to be a square. That's okay.
It's hip to be square, yeah, right? I think that's a song.
Yeah. Huey Lewis.
I don't listen to much of Huey Lewis in the news. I listen more to Black Sabbath because I like the stoner rock. Yeah, man.
Okay.
So what did you So this morning you woke up, you took a toke, you put on your shoes the wrong way.
So I put on my sock, my left sock. I put on my left shoe.
Yeah.
I put on my right sock. I put on my right shoe.
All
right,
look, Stone Cold, I want to ask you, okay? I want to ask you, what are your thoughts about using weed in your gimmick?
I'm getting there.
Just answer that.
I'm getting there.
Well, start from there. No?
Right. Okay. Look. Okay. Look. I'm a storyteller, man. I gotta build it up. I gotta get all the details in there. I gotta be descriptive in my language. All right.
Oh wow. Descriptive in my language into a glass shatter.
Yeah.
Ugh. I hate that.
Look. It's whenever I make a point, the glass hits.
That time.
That's the bottom line. It's just the bottom line.
Not because you say so? All right. So you put your shoes on. Okay.
Right. I put the shoes on.
Now, how do you feel about weed?
Now, I go out for a walk. I got my dog. I got Moolah. I got my other dog. All right? We're walking around Los Angeles high as a kite. All right? And I'm thinking, who wouldn't like this? Who wouldn't like to be stoned? Why not incorporate it into your gimmick? It's not like Matt Riddle has weed leaves on his stuff. It's woven in there. It's part of his character. It's not just
what? I don't want to get to it.
What?
It's not just
okay.
What?
Okay.
Stoned.
Look. Drinking was part of my gimmick.
Yeah.
Why can't smoking weed be part of his?
All right, I get it. That's a fair point. I mean, I think
y'all really don't put on your sock and then a shoe and then a sock.
Stone Cold,
and then
come on.
One more.
Oh, my God. Oh. Will not blow that in my face.
As always, completely uneventful.
Was there a skunk in here? What the fuck?
Don't even worry about it.
I think Stone Cold buys cheap weed. Look, here's the deal. So it's a good point that Stone Cold make that I think Newman, you had told me also. It's like, he's not wearing the leaves,
right.
Which is a good point. It's just like, I like weed. I think that he's had a couple of times where I'm like, it's okay. I just find the stuff that I find interesting about him is not that.
Sure.
But same thing as Stone Cold. It's not like I was like, oh, he drinks beer. That's why he's my guy.
Right.
Right? So I think it works. I think he has enough shoot to him. I feel like he's aiming for the stars. And I think this business is not a defined thing. We're at a new era with the social media. You create buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah. His goal is, I'm going to make it where they can't deny me. Now, unfortunately, he works in a business where, for a company where one guy can say, I don't like your way you're acting.
Right.
Yeah. But there's NXT. And like maybe he'll just end up being the top guy there.
Right.
Which a lot of people would love to be. Or he's going to say AEW becomes the top guy there where they got to buy him and put him in WrestleMania.
Right.
It's a win-win for him. This will pay off for him.
Yeah, and he's like sort of like looking. He's not just grabbing the brass ring. He's like looking for the brass ring. He's making it.
I was arguing with Shebs. It's driving me nuts. He's like, I don't like his look. Like, he looks amazing.
He looks like Hercules.
He looks perfect.
Right.
He wrestles flawlessly.
There's really not much to his look. It's just him and a tiny pair of shorts.
Right.
Like, he's a jack dude.
I don't know. Anyway, Matt Riddle, one of my guys. I think he's just doing a great job. But if you think about it in terms of storytelling, he's planting the seeds for stories. You plant them early.
Mm-hmm.
Plant seeds now. And you don't have to plant them and even consciously plant them. You just have to remember, like, why. But it shouldn't just be you beat me up.
Right.
It has to be you humiliated me, you went too far, you know, there's a million things you could do, right? like, but it can't be you beat me up at the end of summer, at the end of Survivor Series. So I waited. It doesn't.
Plus, it's what they
it's
do.
Below, it's right.
They beat each other up.
The right. whole show is in the game of beating each
right,
other.
Right, but like
if
someone up after
yeah,
the bell.
Yeah, but if someone was if I was a wrestler and someone was cutting like the you attacked me blah blah blah, I would be like, what are you here for?
Right.
We beat each other up. Are you not paying attention?
Hold hands and sing a fucking song?
Exactly. I would John Cena that right away.
Kumbaya.
Like, what are we here?
It's wrestling.
Kumbaya.
Yeah. Okay. Now, so yeah, that's my thing. It's just my overall thesis right now is I already feel a little frustrated with the build for WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. It's like Rhea's not interesting. Mm-hmm. She's talented. If Rhea's one of your guys, I have no problem with that. And that's the beauty of the One of My Guys system.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And by the way, Angel Garza taking more and more steps towards becoming one of my guys, where Buddy Murphy is staying in the same zone.
Got it. Yeah.
Even though I like where he's positioned, that he got the Rollins pants
who?
On.
Buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Murphy.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Murphy.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah. Murphy, Buddy. Murphy.
Murphy,
my
guy.
Buddy.
Yeah. So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, but like Rhea, I'm saying it's like I get it. You like her, Shayna. You like her. You know what I mean? But we just have to say, her wrestling Charlotte is exciting, but you can't be feeling it. The X Factor, and we gotta remember, wrestling stories is what makes wrestling amazing.
Right?
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just match. If you're relying on just I like to see them wrestle. It's cool.
Right.
It's fine. But they're not going to have the best match ever. They're right. not always the top work rate people. So Rhea, what do we get? What is her deal? I mean, what, right?
Yeah.
What is her deal?
She's jacked, and I think she should start wearing her hair in like a straight up mohawk and then be like
punk?
A punk rock person. Because her hair, when she flipped over, it looks like it's a mohawk. I'm like, why does she wear it as a mohawk?
Right. It's more like Ruby Riott. Anyway, yeah. So I'm happy to watch that match, but I mean, she's not going to pin Charlotte. She shouldn't pin Charlotte. They didn't let Asuka pin Charlotte, and that would put him in maybe it's even Charlotte. More earned. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So anyway, I don't know where we go there. Bianca Belair, that'll be cool. That'll be cool, but I think they're trying to manufacture a Bianca moment, you know?
I love Bianca, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. But like we have Gargano Ciampa again right now.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So how are we feeling about that?
I think it's, we never really got to see the end. Right. Didn't they have a feud going and then he got hurt?
Ciampa had to leave. I mean, he gave up the title.
He had the title and he gave it up.
Now they're just switching it. So now Gargano's heel.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
I mean,
Fuck it.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. It's, you know, it's now they're on USA. They're a way bigger platform to tell this story. You got to remember, they have more viewers now than they've ever had.
Right.
It's in, they want to establish it in this new crossover main roster kayfabe that these two have like a Zayn Owens kind of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's do it, especially if they have other plans for Cole. For the title, which I'm not exactly sure. You think we get a Cole match at Mania? It'll be on the TakeOver.
Yeah.
It'll be on TakeOver, but...
Next year, Cole will be on WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, well, right. He'll be on the main roster by then. Well, fucking knows? I don't know how this crossover stuff goes.
The Rhea Ripley-Charlotte match is on Mania.
Yeah.
It's not a takeover match. So maybe
because Charlotte used her Royal Rumble cash-in or whatever you want to call
but
it.
But it's still for the NXT title, so I don't know.
It's not going to be a takeover, though. But yeah. All right. Anyway. So I'm excited for this Gargano Ciampa. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'll see where it goes. Like, let's see it again. I mean, watching those guys go at it, always a good time. Yeah, let's talk about Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch both rocking jackets.
I love both their jackets.
Yeah. So Becky's rocking a jacket, which is everybody like tokens of everybody she beat.
She's got the yellow like little circles on the sleeve.
Right. I like that. I also like, by the way, Becky. I forgot to say this. Her saying, "Oh, I'm going to pay for." the fines of like, right? Yeah, so like, yeah, I'm going to prepay my fines.
Yeah, dropping the money. Cash. That was cool.
I think that, I like that. I think that was cool. I just, Shayna being on that monitor just did not work for me.
She put a down payment.
If she can't be there, then don't do it. Don't just have Becky cut a promo on her own.
Right. Yeah.
We got to see her there, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, I thought that jacket that Becky's wearing is cool. I mean, Becky does a lot right. She's cool. Seth's jacket. Aaron, you found the jacket, correct?
Yeah, big reveal. I found
the actual
exact jacket.
How did you find it?
Just some like deep Googling last night while I was sitting on my couch.
But what, I gotta hear your process, because you have incredible, people don't know this, but you are a internet detective.
Oh yeah, I've cracked many cases.
Right, so
many cases.
This Rollins jacket, it doesn't have a brand name on it. I mean, we know, Notorious, I was in the front row asking Rollins, what's the brand of the jacket? Wow, feels great to have the title.
Oh wow.
You hear it?
I mean, yeah.
Hold on, the two-time, this is my patented... my patented two-time.
Yeah.
Two-time tap. Two-time.
The two-time tap.
The two-time tap, baby.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway.
It feels good.
It feels good. My body feels like shit.
And well, my brain it looks is like shit, too.
Rattled. My brain is like rattling around. I heard that. I heard that, but I know what you mean.
No, I mean like bruised, broken, fucked up.
Yeah. That's fine. I heard it. I heard it. But wait, so how did you find it?
My process, I don't know. It's just like a series of failed Google searches, and then eventually one turns up a result, like in the corner. Like I was searching.
What are you searching? Like black leather jacket frills.
Well,
black leather
jacket. So it started off as like Seth Rollins jacket, and then it was just like all these replica items. Then it was like Seth Rollins jacket fur, and then Seth Rollins leather jacket quilted shoulders fur. And then, like, Google...
Quilted shoulders
fur. That's what did
it. It's a Boolean search, right? So you're just searching for keywords.
Yeah, I'm not putting anything in quotes or whatever. But then I did put fur in quotes because I wasn't getting any results with fur. And then eventually, I was just, like, you know, on my Google. And then, you know, Google shows you, like, shopping results at the top when you're looking for clothing. And it was in the row. So I clicked on it, and I rewound Raw because I was watching it. And I... confirmed that it was the same jacket because it has the same little like chest details and the zipper situation on the bottom is identical. It's the same jacket. I found it. It's $89.99.
Wow. What's the make?
Is it it's faux leather?
It's absolutely faux leather, faux fur.
Faux show.
Faux shonies.
Wow. $89.
Make and model?
It is called, well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. It is by a brand I have never heard of, which seems appropriate for like WWE wardrobe,
right.
You know,
right.
Calvin News. And it is called the Detachable Fur Collar Windbreaker Leather Jacket.
And it is
it's available in a red, reddish hue, a brown, and a black. And it is the exact unit.
Look, we're an inclusive podcast, but would you say this is a women's jacket?
No, this is a men's clothing website.
Get the fuck out of here. That is a women's jacket.
No, this is a men's.
So he just got a small.
Well, he may have gotten a medium or a large. He's not a super small guy.
He's a big guy. Yeah. What do we do with Rollins going into Mania?
Just keep him. I think he just stayed the course. You don't have to change much of what's going on here.
A tag match?
Yeah.
With who? KO and...
Yeah, and... it'll be him. Maybe it's like a four-way. Him and his crew versus KO and like
Samoa Joe.
This opens.
I don't know.
This opens Mania or something.
Right.
Maybe.
Because you know, yeah. Like one thing about Mania doesn't really have like they do it all the time in New Japan, but they don't really have like you know like six man. You know, they have those just like 10-man matches. And they're just like a blast.
Yes.
Do you think Mania, like instead of just having all title shots, here's a title shot, random one, it's like, all right, Strowman versus someone that's not established at all, whatever, you know? Do you think it'd be like the Messiah match or whatever, like
the
something
Messiah
like that?
Match.
Yeah. I mean, if it's going to open Mania, you need to have something high energy.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, so we found the jacket. What did you guys think of Seth's sermon?
Oh, I thought it was cute.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I like the idea of it.
I like the boos that were happening and how he reacted to them. I thought was classic Seth.
He's doing a good job of finding another way to play his game.
Oh, right. And he is such like a snake. He can be such a fucking snake.
Because my thing with Seth is, I feel like he's up there, he's trying to do the full-on, like, Righteous Gemstone, like, you know, without the southern accent, like, just being like, my people, and he's, like, shaking hands all around, and it's like, all right, what are those pastors called?
There's evangelicals? A
term
for it,
right? Well, yeah.
Televangelists?
Yeah, but there's, what's the term for, like, you know, the faux pastors.
Fundamental,
you know, the ones that are just all in for the cash.
Like mega church?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Like, there's a term for it. But you know, like
he's
that
like
movie.
Swole Osteen?
Is what you're saying? Yeah. Swole Osteen is what he's doing. It's like, right? That's hilarious. Yeah. It's like Steve Martin in that movie Leap of Faith or whatever, where it's like it's all about the money or whatever. Anyway,
what would you call reference. That?
Uncle Baby Billy?
Uncle Baby Billy. He's doing all that. But I feel like He's not totally comfortable with it yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I feel like he's gonna land it, you know? Yeah. But here's the deal. The problem, it's not a problem, it's just something they have to figure out, is what exactly does he stand for? If you want to be a messiah, I wrote down, I think, what he said. Let me find it. But what right now, is it clear to you what he's preaching?
I think that he's just preaching the gospel of being on his team, right? Just being in his crew.
Yeah, he kind of said that he was kind of like trying to like eradicate.
People who are, what is the word that he used? Not disobedient. Like he wants to like do away with all the naysayers.
Right, he's like trying to combat like I don't know, like negativity or
people who don't like him.
Right. I'm just saying he needs a more specific mission, and that's something in WWE I would like to see more of. Where it's like McIntyre's saying, he's like, I'm here to fight like complacency or whatever. Yeah. Remember when he came out with that? And that didn't go anywhere. Right. It wasn't like we saw a guy eating chips in the back, and then he was like, knocked the chips out of his hand and knocked the teeth out of their mouth, right?
Right.
Like, we didn't see that. So if Rollins wants this Messiah gimmick, and he's not going to be in the actual title picture, besides the tag titles, and by the way, tag titles in WWE don't mean anything.
Right.
Which is a bummer, because you don't see Murphy and Rollins at all. They don't have any, like, team camaraderie. Like, they're just...
They have them.
Right.
That's it.
You don't see, like, that's why I always love the Bucks. I mean, the Bucks, they're a tag team.
Right.
Like, you cannot deny that they are a
two
tag
guys,
team.
Two guys, one brain.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, so, but okay. But what I'm saying is, like, what Seth, if he wants to be out of the title picture, that's great. Give him an ideal, like ideology, right? Like we always pitch for Aleister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it should be more specific, you know?
I mean, could you imagine if he did have like a clear ideology, and then it would give like him versus Aleister Black?
Yeah.
Because he's like this messiah character, and Aleister Black is this sort
that'd
of like.
That'd be great, but it's not established. But like, it's that's not established the kind of stuff, at all, right? But it's like, that'd be cool. Like, go. I feel like if you're not in the title picture, it's more the reason. And this kind of goes back to my Otis thing, where it's like more the reason to try higher concept shit, right? But you know what I mean? Like, we need, like, whatever the Good Place version of wrestling is. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that doesn't just mean you got to be a spooky boy. I think it could be you stand for something and it goes too far.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, like, a guy like a Rollins, it's like, well, what is his mission statement? I want that. Mm. I want that so bad.
Yeah, because it could be just something as simple as, like look at whom I've delivered. I've delivered these men from failure.
Mm.
And you can join me, and I will deliver you from failure as well.
You're all a bunch of fucking losers. Come
right.
Join my team.
Exactly.
And be champions.
Right. Or he
guys.
Could be like, I'm the gatekeeper of talent.
Yeah.
Something even simple as that, where it's just like, I just feel like it's like you have to get past me, or like it's like either you
fucking...
can beat me or be my disciple.
Yeah.
And you're like. Right, and it's like then I'll pledge your allegiance, and I will give you I will give you rematches.
Whoever believes in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Right, WWE fails at this. I love that WWE fails at this kind of stuff. Like same thing with
316.
Matt Hardy. Now Matt Hardy, they have to go back to him.
Right,
he's getting over Randy, which Randy works so well because it's such a clear character game.
I love him screaming, "I'm sorry."
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I just think that's how Seth is. Like, right now, I feel, as a performer, how I feel for Seth is that I feel like he's out there just doing the shell of this idea.
Yeah.
And I think it's a little aimless. And he's like, oh, I'm just going to get the mannerisms where it's like, my congregation. Like, he's adding in a couple things, but he doesn't have a motivation there. You know what I mean?
If you're coaching improv for Seth Rollins, you're telling him that he doesn't have a why right now.
Right.
We don't know why.
Well, right. And so we go back to his original thing. It was that the fans turned against him.
Right.
Right?
Right. So, which is a qualification, not a justification.
Right. But they turned against him. They didn't. Why were they not into him? When they said Seth Rollins sucks, he started defending being like a company man. Well, I mean, you know. Maybe it's like, yeah, you know what? I own being like the company man.
But in reality,
that's too corporate. It's not what we want,
right? But in reality, what is it, right? So we have to address this. In reality, people started turning against him because he stinks as a face,
right?
He's not good as a good guy. So how do you transmute that into like something wrestling? Because he can't just say, oh, when I was a good, well, maybe he could. When I was a good guy, you didn't like me. Now,
well, what if he's trying to go at guys that the crowd loves?
Right.
So you go after that like jealousy thing. They like you. They should be liking me.
Right.
Something like that. You know what I mean? Like that's something that's really true. It's like then we're following that reality there. Then he has like a lot of jealousy and he has all of his disciples tell him how great he is and they all cheer for his moves. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Since I was a kid, I dreamed of being champion and it didn't work out like that.
Right.
And then it's like, this guy, no. You know, I think that could be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I think we're in an interesting time right now. We have this Saudi show coming up. What matches are on this show? Is there anything that's going to move story forward besides the possibility of Goldberg dropping the belt, which I don't think is going to happen, but it's just a thing?
Fiend dropping the belt, you mean?
To Goldberg.
I mean Goldberg picking up the belt.
Yeah.
Ricochet, Brock. There is, what is it called? Super Showdown this again.
Richie, did you see the Royal Rumble this year?
I did.
You told me you watched the Royal Rumble.
I did.
Oh. You watched the Royal Rumble. Any standouts for you in there? What did you think? It's my dad in studio. Well, he pops in for special events.
Brock Lesnar, I thought it's for sure that he was going to win, and he got thrown out. That was shocking.
Mm-hmm. You thought he was going to go all the way and be the champion?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of Brock Lesnar? Casual viewer, you pop in.
He's scary.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
It's true.
He's the beast.
He's unbeatable, in my opinion. But
he's been beat.
Well, that's true.
What's the match that, when you see all these wrestlers, what are the matches you're like, oh, that would be cool to see? You like Roman Reigns. You tell me you think he looks cool.
He's a cool-looking dude with that tattoo on one arm and the hair, that stringy black hair and going on. He's cool.
So if they told you the main event was going to be Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns, what would you think?
That would be interesting.
Right.
Well,
this is what they do. This is what happens.
But however,
that's what I noticed from his comments. Brock, my mom walks by the screen. She's done it before and sees Roman Reigns and go, who's that guy?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Has she seen Drew McIntyre?
Yeah.
However.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar versus The Fiend.
Yeah.
That would be the most interesting because that guy is.
Can you believe it's a bummer we're not getting that match?
That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
I have nothing to say about it. I'm just, as a fan.
You're right. Cool. Your instincts are right because you know what? Like, Brock is really good at selling that he's afraid of somebody.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, it would just be. That's money.
It's such
an
interesting zone for Brock. Has he ever had a thing where he is mythologically scared? I mean, like, I guess Taker, but not really.
Right.
Not like this, like where he's like.
This is more of a mystery.
Yeah, it's true, like supernatural element. I mean, it's probably happened in the deep end. I'm talking modern Brock.
Right.
These are the two of the most evil guys. They just are natural to fight each other. Brock Lesnar, when he laughs at the guy when he throws him out of the ring, he's nasty. Then The Fiend, of course.
What do you think?
When he does his little commercials and stuff.
Have you seen The Fiend's lantern?
No.
You haven't seen it?
No.
It's horrifying.
You saw it. He holds a lantern. It's a guy's head.
Oh, yeah?
He holds a severed head with a...
His own face.
Is it his
face?
It's his old...
It's Bray Wyatt's face.
Yeah.
You know?
Old Bray Wyatt's face.
I didn't know
face.
That.
Yeah.
It has dreads.
It's $100 on ShopSound. Arlen always talks about buying it. I'm like, buy it, bro.
Could you imagine your power goes out and the only lantern you have is the feet?
I mean, is it like, could you put a candle in it? Because it looks like it's made of plastic.
It doesn't look good. It doesn't look like a good item, I'll be honest.
Oh, I actually have seen it in person. They had it at the in-person shop zone at Staples Center. And it doesn't look great.
Oh, God.
Is that not the scariest
thing?
That
is scary. This guy is such a brilliant marketing tool.
I love it.
No kidding.
He is. It's just... He's got everybody interested. Well, not wrestling fans will be interested in this guy. He's so macabre.
I'll tell you this. I was backstage for Calmania 1, and I overheard Brock Lesnar, or not Brock Lesnar, Dolph Ziggler talking to Skylar Astin.
Yeah.
And it was at the phase where The Fiend hadn't even really showed up yet. All we knew was
it's
some
good
rumors.
To hear they were getting along.
Yeah.
They were backstage getting along?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This was pre-match.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before the fallout.
Fucking bummer last week. I mean, seeing two of my guys
like
that.
Well, you know, they're both like celebs, and they're gonna butt heads, but their egos. But like, at this phase, they were just like, Skylar was like, "Yeah, I heard he's gonna do something with puppets, and you know, who knows what that's gonna be." And Ziggler was like, "Look, like if anybody's gonna pull off puppets, it's gonna be him." Mm-hmm. And the feeling was just like, "Oh yeah, I'm just excited to see this." And then now it's like, you see what it became, and it's like, "Fuck!" It's like the most interesting thing in a long time.
He's evolution from the movie It.
Oh yeah,
I mean he's the evolution.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Pennywise. Yeah,
yeah. He looks like Pennywise, the dancing clown.
Yeah,
yeah. The Fiend thing's great. I'm worried for the Fiend. I adore the Fiend.
Yeah.
He does need to figure out how to make his matches more memorable.
I think that Sweater Bray needs to wrestle sometimes.
Well, he wrestled
like the
Miz that one time, right?
Did he wrestle him?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
He wrestled Sweater Bray. Wrestled,
it was pretty great too, because awesome, he like the bell rings and he like immediately just like kind of like calmly walks towards like the Miz. The bell rings and he's like, hey, let's just. Like, he didn't even want to fight.
Yeah. He didn't want to fight. And he waves to the
crowd.
No, he
doesn't want to fight. Yeah.
Yeah.
He has to do more of what the Undertaker did in the beginnings.
What?
That mystical. You know, like Undertaker, they used to bury him in a coffin.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, he'd come back
do
up and stand up. This guy
no,
could do that.
That's a good point.
He could do that weird
stuff.
His story
needs to move forward. Like, yeah. It's got to be like, I would love to hear it's like, oh, he's dead. And then, like, how does he come back? Or, like,
right.
I want to go more into, like, the myth, like, how you have, like, a Freddy Krueger. It's like.
Like, you burned him and he came back.
Right. How does that happen? Like, what I want to go further with it. Because they're getting complacent with the Fiend.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he was cool when he's talking to Hogan just because it was funny.
That right. was good.
He was funny. It was all funny, like being the too sweet, giving the pig the chocolate. He's just too sweet. It was funny. I liked it. I like Hogan getting, like, offended by him. You know, it was cool. But it's like, I want to see Fiend. They got to figure out, he doesn't wrestle on Raw and SmackDown. Like, he's more of a special event.
Right.
But I need to figure out ways to make him not just in the back. And one of the ways to do it is to make him not just on a blue wall.
Right.
You know, he used to be in the studio more.
Right, with like the little kids sometimes.
Let's see the rest of his world.
Yeah. I think they may not know what to do with him. I think that he's gotten so popular.
Right.
I don't know what, like, McMahon looks at him and goes, what the heck?
Yeah.
What
well,
is this?
Like, let's just keep
what
doing
is this?
It.
Because this is not traditional stuff.
Right.
This is theatrical.
Well, yeah. I think WWE they always have this one problem, which is they do a live arena show.
Right.
And sometimes they come across stuff that works better as packages. You know what I mean? And like pre-tapes. You can't do too many pre-tapes. Yeah. I've always said my solution for this stuff. More pre-tapes, more dark matches during the show for the live crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that might cost them more money, but I think it's a way to up their... That's, like, the evolution of wrestling, I think. Mm-hmm. And so, he's a prime example of he would benefit a lot from seeing him go to church or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just a random thing. It's like, what is he doing when Raw and SmackDown are not happening? So anyway, but yeah. So Super Showdown. If you look at this card,
it's
Brock Lesnar, Ricochet, whatever. Then those stories gonna happen there. Bray Wyatt, Goldberg, possibly something. Bayley versus TBD.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see the debut of TBD.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
She's gonna be great.
She's gonna be awesome. New Day, Morrison, and Miz. I mean, they might throw those titles on Morrison Biz just to, like, have a match. I don't know. Tag titles in WWE don't matter. Although I do like I like the dirt sheet stuff. The Morrison and Miz being once upon a time in Hollywood.
Is that move that he did, that like crucifix, like spinning slam, is that a move he does normally? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood spoof.
Oh.
He does it to the Bruce Lee guy.
Yeah, that shit was awesome, by the way. That's an example of pre-tapes I like, by the way.
Do that move.
I just stumbled into this. I'm saying, yeah, like that thing, I like that. It was awesome. You got to see Morrison, like, legit show you his chops, like his skills as like a parkour fight dude or whatever. Like, it makes him awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I don't remember what he did, but he threw him into the car, right?
No, he like had the guy in like a crucifix to do like a razor's edge, right? But he spins with him and then like lets him kind of drop, and then he almost does like a rock bottom, but it like starts up here. It was, I've never seen that move before.
And I gotta rewatch.
He's gotta do it.
But I mean, that tag team I'm interested in. But yeah, the rest of this card, it's like Murphy and Rollins versus Street Profits. That's random. Then there's just like a gauntlet match, which for some kind of trophy.
Is there the best Royal Rumble?
No, and there's Reigns versus Corbin. This one's a real
snooze.
Woof.
This one's a real house show. Yeah. This one's like a real house show. And I guess to be fair, they're not really building to it too much except for Fiend Goldberg.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Whatever.
Also, why the Fiend? Like, why would Goldberg say the Fiend is next? Like, of all, like, it's like, who writes this?
That's just it's a
spectacle match. Yeah. It's like, you know, the Saudis pay a lot of money; they get to see Bill Goldberg. You know,
right?
You know, it is what it is. But if Fiend reigns, let's see. We're in a let's see zone
right
now. Mm. You know what I mean? We're walking into this stuff. I'm always optimistic. I'm not here looking to trash WrestleMania.
Right.
Okay? I am right now a little worried. I'm a little worried about these buildups.
A little skeptical.
Being a little impersonal. Right?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do people really like the Saudi Arabia matches? Are they really psyched for those? Because I don't think so.
People are the opposite.
I've never seen.
I think people do not.
I don't watch them.
I don't like
the Saudi people.
First of all, you got the women wrestlers. They can't. They have to.
They're not even.
They wear like dressed up
if they come at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're not wrestling this time. But last time they did the first match there, the women's.
Bailey's.
Bailey's wrestling. Yeah.
Well, what's the deal? How many years was that contract for?
10.
Yeah.
10 years.
Eight to go.
That's a fortune of money.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what it is, but the fans don't care for it.
No.
I don't know anybody who's excited about it.
I've never seen a single one.
Me neither.
And you don't care.
The Saudi fans go nuts, though. Like, yeah. They love it. They see, like, John Cena. Oh, well, they've never seen John Cena.
They'll never see
John Cena. But when, like, Triple H comes out there, they're ecstatic. Yeah. And, you know, look, I've talked about the Saudi thing a bunch. It's like you can make There's all different arguments to be made on the sides of this thing.
I'm not arguing.
You're talking about the Saudi people.
I'm not getting into the politics because that's too much work. Forget it. Who cares?
Right.
But
you didn't fly out here to talk politics.
Definitely not.
Right.
I'm not here to check on you.
But who cares?
No. Yeah, it's hard to
care
about.
So they did it for the money. I get it, but it might cost WWE in the end for the money they're taking in.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Because they have some competition now.
Yep.
Well, the stock.
And if they're going to keep on.
We don't get into that as much, but their quarterly earnings were bad.
Yeah.
Well, if they don't watch how they handle things, you know, things change pretty quickly. It's a fickle world.
Mm-hmm.
And you have an AEW, then they could sign a couple of people. I mean, I don't know. But it seems to be like they could make some bold moves. And when they're in Saudi or somewhere, they could have a show somewhere that would be more, you know,
right,
much more interesting. I don't even know where that place is. But figure it out.
Right. Richie, you want to call a spade here. What's going on is, you know,
it's money.
During these Saudi shows, they show a lot of propaganda
yep.
for Saudi Arabia. It's just the truth. It's like a, they show a literally a women can drive promo.
How cool.
And so now you have AEW, which is committed to giving their wrestlers insurance, right? Or did I make that up?
No, no yeah, the, there's a certain echelon.
Except for Jeff Cobb. Right. Who's not signed? Whatever, but I'm saying, right? They have they're working on that. They're trying to be more inclusive. They have a transgender women's champion,
yep.
Right? I mean, they the first all sensory event, thing. Right? Yeah. They're clearly, I don't know. Listen, I don't know exactly. I'm not getting in the weeds there, but it seems like their mission statement is to be more progressive in that way,
right?
You know what I mean?
Well, because they have nothing to lose,
right? Well, yeah. Except for money given their wrestlers.
You know, but they're not going to make money by being conservative.
Right.
It's just not going to work.
I know.
They have to be outrageous or they're going to fail.
Right. But people I know who are wrestling fans, care. They do care about this stuff. It makes them care more about AEW where they're like, oh, well, they are treating people better. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They care about it. I think ultimately... I don't think that's going to move. Personally, I don't think that's going to move the needle for the casual fan.
Right.
I don't think they're. I don't think people have a moral compass in that way. You know what I mean? Like where they're like, you know, they watch wrestling for entertainment. They don't want to overthink it. You know what I mean?
AEW's only right now their biggest problem. And I'm like, I come from a different place than you guys because you're diehard. Their problem is they can't have. This guy is their champion forever.
Jericho? Mm.
Jericho. You just can't do that.
Right.
Nobody's a you know, 50. Especially an older guy. You're going to have get somebody who's really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where that person's going to come from, but who knows?
Their roster in general is thin.
Right.
Thin. They don't have a lot of, like, guys that could justifiably replace Jericho.
Well, they have new money, though.
Right.
And WWE, if they keep on doing ridiculous things like the Saudi thing, which is ridiculous.
Right.
I understand they did it. They got tons of money.
Right.
But it's ridiculous. It's right. not good for their brand. It's good for their pocket.
I mean, especially.
So I don't know what the answer to that. Money is always good.
Do you think it really, the Saudi thing, do you really think it affects them?
Well, think about it. Some of their top wrestlers refuse to go.
Right.
John Cena, not going.
Daniel Bryan said not going.
Right.
Why are they not going?
Well, they didn't go to the show after Khashoggi was killed.
At a principle. Right. At a principle.
Okay. And there was the whole controversy last time they were there where
they got
for
stuck there.
Serious reasons, a bunch of the talent and the crew was kept on the ground and... You know, is it because of money? Like,
here's
there
the thing,
was some
man.
Sort of beef
like,
there.
We're talking about, again, I mean, we didn't want to get into the weeds here, but we're talking again
we're
about
weeds,
a country who is patting themselves on the back for letting women drive in the year 2020. All they have to do is pull the plane aside and be like, you guys aren't leaving. You're all under arrest now.
Right.
And it's over. Like, it's such a shady, fucked up, weird thing that happens in that area.
Well, I mean, they have literally, like, a monarch, right?
Right.
So, I mean, like, he, you know, the rumors where he grounded the plane, like,
I'm saying that the potential for
they're hired by the government.
We're talking about, like, the potential for, like, WWE to, like for the value of their product or like the eyes on their product to start to decline because people don't give a shit about this. But when really there is a good chance that something spectacularly fucked up could happen in that country.
Absolutely.
Well, that was the fear, I think. When
absolutely.
They were stuck
when they got stuck,
time.
I was like, this is it. They're now imprisoned. I mean, from who the fuck knows?
How good is their security? I mean, you know, it's a
know.
Part
we,
of the
we
country
know someone
that
who
is
stuck.
Right.
Yeah.
The part of the country
yeah.
that has a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on
yeah.
there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know.
Too risky.
It legitimately is a risky business. I think that's where you guys bring up a good point, which is like, if a deal goes sour, people's lives are in danger.
Right.
That part I do see. I don't think the casual viewer gives a shit about right. the fact that it's, you know, the blood money argument or whatever, you know. I don't see it, you know.
Right.
I think that, you know, we here, you know, we're not using plastic bottles in here anymore. Right.
Yeah.
Right? Like we're, you know, and I'm sorry we didn't have a
we
water
We recycle
for you.
All of our LaCroix
yeah.
cans.
I mean, we try to be conscious here, you know what I mean? I'm becoming more and more conscious of things like that because I live in LA and stuff,
yeah.
you know, you start, you know, having a conscience for these things. But in terms of their product, even me, at this point, I watch these Saudi things. Like, remember the first time I was like, I'm not watching it. Now I'm like, all right, whatever. I already pay $9.99 a month. It's not I'm paying extra to watch it, you know. So it's like, you know, what am I going to do? Not remember that Goldberg Undertaker? I was like, all right, I'm going to watch that. This is what it is. You know what I mean? Goldberg Fiend, I want to see. I mean, you know, I always pop for Goldberg.
No, watch the matches. That's fine. But I think it's much more exciting to have these wrestling matches in these towns or in these arenas that really go crazy for them.
Here's what you're saying. What you're saying is what I want to believe is that I want to believe that, like, AEW is capable of being Pepsi.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want to believe that, which is what WCW was.
Right.
Even though they're more Coca-Cola as a Georgia-based company. But I'm saying I want to believe that. But I also think WWE is so... at this point, so established, they can't. There's no chance. They're more like the XFL.
I mean, they're like
with the NFL, and it's like we're just praying that the XFL could stay in the air, same way as AEW. We're hoping that there's enough wrestling fans that want to watch it. You know what I mean? My brain is like, how long can NXT even last?
Right.
You know, now, but the beauty of live television is so valuable now. And that's what makes WWE products so sexy. Is like, wow, they're really well positioned. That's why they're, you know, they paid. You know, the reports were like the USA, NBC paid like four times the value of what Raw is actually worth to keep it, because live television still has value.
Right,
a lot of people still watch it live. So ad dollars. Well, they still. But ultimately, I just don't think you think there's. We don't live in a world where anything WWE can do that's like morally incorrect will make people like, I'll get my wrestling elsewhere.
No.
Not enough people. No. We're talking 100,000 people.
I mean, even me, I just don't watch those shows.
Right. I'm not canceling my network subscription.
Yeah. Nobody cares. What are you talking about?
I'm saying
nobody
cares. I kind of defend their decision there, because I'm like, I've never been a CEO of a company leaving 300 mil on the table for moral reasons.
Right.
None of us ever know, like that. You know what I mean? It's just it's more the dangers of capitalism. You know what I mean?
It's not a moral issue. Nobody cares.
Right.
That's not what this is about. WWE has a similar problem.
Right.
I mean, when The Rock left, it killed them. They're still bringing back the old timers. I mean, the Undertaker. How old is he?
53.
They're still using these guys.
56.
That's
like
trouble.
More.
That's a red flag too.
Yeah,
Goldberg. How old is he?
I know. I mean, from your perspective, it's an interesting thing my dad brings up here.
54,
right? It's interesting to bring up.
How is he 4 years older than Jericho? And Jericho's like a fucking what
flavor
is that?
Lime, duh.
What flavor?
I've been zoning out every once in a while, just like looking at the title.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Thinking
it's like
of the
being reunited with an old friend.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's an unbelievable feeling. But and my parents, you're still blowing my mind. You know what I mean? Even my mom, she's jet lagged, sleeping
2429, blowing your mind.
Yeah, but
she's so relieved you're okay.
Yeah, but
yeah, she can rest now.
Bye.
You heard her in the background.
I think. What were we talking about? AEW.
Saudi,
we're talking about older wrestlers running the show.
I think that's an interesting thing my dad always brings up to me. I sit down to watch wrestling with my dad, and it was great. Like, when I was with you, last time I was with you in New York, I didn't expect to see you, but we watched AEW, NXT, and SmackDown in one sitting, long sitting, at your new condo. Gorgeous condo.
My new condo.
The new...
Beautiful.
the Jewish condo. And, and so we watched it, and I was like, wow, you know, it was a great time. He always points out, like, this guy's still going? Oh, this guy? I know this guy. Right? It's all, and my mom does it, too. She walks by the screen. Yeah. She saw Jericho. She's like, I know him.
Yeah.
This
guy's
still around.
Yeah.
Right. She remembers him when he was skinny, you know what I mean?
Right. But it is crazy. It's like, at what point do we start... we start just being like, hey, well, I think this is the point. We have Drew, right? We have Drew. That's a big move, right? Mm-hmm. But the crazy thing is Drew is not that young, right?
How old is he, 29?
No.
No,
he's like 35.
Yeah.
Because he already did a whole other run in WWE. You know what I mean? So like,
he's like an adult, right?
Like, what about like a Velveteen Dream?
Let me look up this motherfucker's age and him be the same age as me.
No doubt.
34. He's my age.
Yeah.
Wow. You absolutely. And Drew McIntyre are same.
Forget about it. He's your same age. He's the same species as you.
Oh my god. Kidding me? This guy was
listen,
born.
Wait a second.
Tom Brady was
43 years old. Yeah. Quarterback.
Yeah.
Football quarterback. You don't.
Yeah, I remember.
Forget about. That's an eighth wonder of the world. They're right. saying, what is he on? How is he doing this?
What was he on when the Eagles handed him that L in the Super right. Bowl? That's my question.
No, but I that's good, and I'm happy. I'm not a fan. But what I'm saying is, all the other sports, these guys are. Yeah. They can't last. Right. Only wrestling.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how that's possible, the way they smack each other around.
When they're
how could you be like in your 50s also, and doing
it's
that?
Because they
stuff.
Go to doctors about their concussions.
Yeah, but also, still. I mean, like Jason Jordan Dunn. Right. I mean, a young
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, no shit.
Young, I mean, that Jason Page. Jordan Dunn. Paige Dunn. Tyson, Tyson Kidd, done. Like these guys are like, you see these guys, they're made of stone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like these guys are a page. I mean, they're great, young shape. Wrestling also beats you down. You fall. Some of these guys are so lucky, like Miz, Ziggler's.
I think
some guys fall in a way where they're done forever. And
the
it's
thing
like,
is, I think after Benoit and after, like, you know, they're nowadays, it's like they don't want, or Benoit for the like CTE stuff. And then also.
Right.
Owen dying in the ring, like if something happens with your neck, you're done. They're not; right. they cannot afford to have someone die in the ring ever again.
Well, see,
yeah, it's a safety thing.
So I just want to end this. I think it was. I think we had an interesting conversation today because we are in this place of like, well, WWE is now. They are trying some new things with this Mania,
right?
Mm-hmm. We do have Rhea coming up, right?
NXT.
We do have Shayna. We have, these are newer. I mean, Shayna's 40 years old, which is interesting, but who cares about age? But like, we do have these newer talents getting these big pushes, being on the main stage. But is it? Do we just do it? You know what I mean? Do we do it or we earn it? Like, I feel like we have to. They have to find a way. More like remember when McIntyre tapped out Kurt Angle
with the ankle lock.
With the ankle lock.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, like we need more. More of that, more building like Edge. Edge, I always bring up, one of my guys, I brought it up when he came back. He found that rated R gimmick.
Right.
He toyed around. Trial and error.
Yeah.
This, that. The trial and error should not be, I don't know, win at WrestleMania.
Right.
Like a Bayley.
Right.
It should be big swings, try things, fail, fall, go off TV, come back, new gimmick. Right? Like, what is that? Like, Rhea Ripley. She's working because people cheer for her, but it fizzles, and then it's like, all right, she's unstoppable. That's what her gimmick is.
Right.
What is the brutality thing?
What does she stand for? I don't know.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you have someone like a Bianca, she really works.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then let's find the story for her.
Right.
It's interesting. We have Drew. He has a nice built-in story of failure,
right.
Coming back. Love that. How do we... You can't manufacture... You can't, like... You could try. You can't manufacture these Suplex City moments, right? It just... You can do it sometimes, maybe, but it has to feel like you didn't do it. You can't do it. But you also shouldn't just rely on W's.
Right.
It should be like risks. Take bigger swings.
I think the Strowman get these hands moment was the only like manufactured, like Suplex City bitch moment that worked.
Right.
Because that was clearly, I mean, I don't think that was off the top of his head.
I thought it was.
No, I don't think it was. Looking back, I don't think it was.
He says it was, and I believe him, but I might just want to believe it.
I want to believe it. Yeah, that's the thing.
But like, what you say to like someone like, like a Sami Zayn, right?
Mm.
Here's what I would say. I'd be like, Sammy, go out one day. Here, go out there. Here's the microphone. Walk down the ramp and say whatever you want and go win a match.
Right.
And like maybe he'll say something stupid that he's got to apologize for or something. But like then let's find some truth from that.
Right.
Like let's like have brainstorm sessions live on the air. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I know it's TV. They know not to curse.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well.
Because you're coming at it, though, from an improv brain, right?
Like,
let's generate some ideas
right.
and then pull the stuff down from that and see what happens.
Most big things they do work.
Right.
Like Otis.
Right.
Like, oh, he's going to go after, like, it works. Mm-hmm. It's like, there's so many, here's what it is. WB, like, I think a lot of times, there's a lack of choice. They don't make a lot of, like, hard choices. They make a lot of, like, you this one goes over.
Right.
As opposed to, like, big ones. So, like, that's why, like, when Shayna bites Becky, you're like, wow.
That's a choice.
What a choice. Big choice. It sticks out. And then I don't even criticize it, right? Right. I don't, because I'm like, yeah, maybe, like, next week follow it up better. I'm not exactly sold on Shayna Baszler, but I'm like, well, she tried something.
Right.
She'll bite you. Oh, now we have a character specific.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot of, it doesn't always happen.
Right.
Then you have stuff that happens, but it doesn't make sense. Like a big swing, like Mojo. But like, all right, well, Mojo. But then you set up for failure because it's like, what is it?
Right.
It doesn't have, we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think kind of a lull week for wrestling. Mm-hmm. We're leading up into, we got Rollins finding it. Right?
Yeah.
We got this Saudi show. We got Goldberg Fiend. We're gonna have to get that out of the way to see what we do with the Universal title.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have Shayna not there for Becky.
Mm-mm.
We have the Chamber. We're like, oh, what match is that gonna be? And then we have Charlotte and no. But great. I mean, I said a lull, by the way. I meant on the main roster.
Right.
Takeover. Great show.
Takeover was
which we'll
great.
Talk about in depth on the bonus episode. Me and the supermarker, the marketect, Nick Tulo. We'll talk about that on Thursday more. Great show. Last thoughts. NXT Portland?
It was great.
I mean, that opening match, you haven't seen it yet. You saw the one spot, but Dijakovic versus Keith Lee. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Did you see the finish, though? Like after?
Yes.
Did he lift him up on his shoulder?
Yeah. Dijakovic, I'm saying, I think he's going to die in the fucking ring.
Oh, my God.
He's too big to be doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's like if, like, Tony Kukoc was a wrestler.
So he was not one of my, he's still not one of my guys, but he had special merch made.
He's Orleans guy, by the way.
And he's I think the proceeds from this specific merch that he has is all going toward, it's like in support of like Kobe's family.
Oh, that's one of my guys alert. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
I dig that. But anyway, obviously check out Takeover and, because we'll be talking about it on the bonus set because you're going to support the pod.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/comedianswrestling. I'm going to go hang out with my parents. What a surprise. I'm going to go heal up. My brain is literally rattled. My neck is fucking killing me.
Yeah.
Is the main thing. I got slammed. When I got slammed on the concrete, my chin hit.
Mm-hmm.
My neck kind of got like whiplashed back.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe, but it actually put me in kind of a.
Yeah, man.
It put me in a state that actually ultimately ended up helping me out.
Yeah, I hear you, man. When I was running away, I, like, twisted my ankle a little bit. So.
And look, if you haven't seen the I get it.
Kind of like flatten yourself out.
Yeah, it was like a weird surface, and I kind of tweaked my ankle. I wouldn't say I rolled it. I tweaked it. But so I know where you're coming from.
Yeah. Mm. But anyway, hey, check it out on our YouTube page, Comedians Wrestling, Dan Black YouTube page. It's on there. You can watch the full. And throw it up, by the way. It's 15 minutes. Throw it up on big screen.
Yeah, we watched it at my house on our TV in full 4K, and it looked like great. It's stupendous.
Luckily, we were
HD.
Able to capture it in that way.
Yeah.
But I am the cow champion. Check that out. If you dug it, patreon.com. You want more stuff like we're doing, support us. Patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. And also Cowmania. April 4th on my dad's birthday.
Yes.
He's going to be there.
Big event.
April 4th, my dad's big birthday in Tampa at the Cuban Club, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Dinner and dancing to follow. The
free
cow
cigars.
Title will be on the line. Dolph Ziggler will be in the house as a special guest enforcer, and Skylar Astin will continue his reign as the special guest referee.
Mm-hmm.
So check out, you get your tickets for Cowmania 2. But it's right before NXT, 8 minutes Uber away.
Yeah, you can make it for show.
Cowmania.brownpapertickets.com. And anyway, cow title will be on the line and everything's exciting. Everybody, let's enjoy the road to WrestleMania. And hey, everybody from the champ, keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Of wrestling, I listen on Thursday when I go to work.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.